Well, this morning we're joined by Barb Jacobson. Barb is a physical therapist at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital, but moreover, she's also one of the instrumental folks in Audubon County who has helped to make the town of Audubon one of the Blue Zone sites that's been chosen recently. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's quite an honor.
What does it mean, really, for the community of Audubon to be chosen as a Blue Zone?
Well, the whole goal of the Blue Zones project for the state of Iowa is to help make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. And by being part of that project, we will receive help from experts to make recommendations on how to make us a healthier community, basically by giving us healthier choices to make. So, you know, that itself can be probably a factor to draw people to the community, both from a residential standpoint, businesses to the community, those sorts of things.
We could get in depth as to why it's a blue zone and not a green or red or pink zone or something, but we could spend all day talking about that. Let's just suffice it to say that it's all about living a healthier lifestyle, and that's important for everybody.
That's correct. They estimate that 80% of our diseases are related to actually the choices that we make in life, not to genetics or our environment and so forth. So we have a great opportunity to impact our own health.
Now, I know when they put the Blue Zone effort together at first, there were a lot of communities that were competing for these spots. A number of them here in Southwest Iowa were competing for some of these slots. You can't pick everybody. They wanted to start with certain communities that provided certain things. What did they tell you? Why did Audubon get selected?
Well, they don't actually give us information as to why they chose us. But, you know, they were looking, I think, at communities that already had a little bit of a start towards a healthier environment and a healthier way of living. And I think Audubon has done that through their bike trail. We have our PE for Life program in our school system, just all sorts of things where the community has worked together on projects as well. We're probably also one of the size of communities. They wanted a smaller community, so I think that was also to our advantage to some degree. So I'm assuming those are the reasons why we were chosen as one of their Blue Zone demo sites.
I assume it probably had something to do with community involvement.
Yeah, they ask for that. They want to have, and to become a certified Blue Zone community in the long run, we have to have 25% of our residents pledge to make some kind of healthy lifestyle change. And it might be to make your home smoke-free. It might be choosing to use a 10-inch dinner plate. There's a whole bunch of different personal pledges that the individual can make towards a healthier lifestyle.
Now I see Algona, Decorah, Fairfield, Harlan, Osage, Red Oak, Spirit Lake, and Woodbine were also chosen as the demonstration sites, and these are places that have a population of less than 10,000. They are also choosing a few of the larger communities in Iowa to work on it there, but, you know, things are a little bit different. The logistics are different in the smaller and the larger communities, but it's a process. This isn't something you're just going to do for, make a wish and do it for 3 months and hope for the best. This is a long-term project.
It's definitely long-term. It's already been long-term. This whole thing started a year ago when Branstad, I think in August of 2011, had an announcement that he wanted Iowa to become the healthiest state in the nation. And currently, I believe we're 9th. No, we're 16th, I think. We had been 9th in the past. So he wanted to reverse that downward trend and start taking us towards the top. So it started back then, and in the spring, they announced larger communities that were going to be demonstration sites, and then they have now started a process to have the larger communities reapply so that they will come up with a total of 10. Currently they have 5. Then they divided us also at that time into the larger and smaller communities. Before we were all put together in the same basket, and they decided they couldn't handle us in the same way. And the interesting thing that they decided was, in a large community, you have all these resources to make use of, but you don't actually have as much personnel wanting to be involved. The attitude's, I think, a little more apathetic. In the small communities, we don't have so many resources as far as items concerned, but we have the people that are willing to participate and more gung-ho. So that's one of the reasons they divided us into large and small groups. So, yeah, it's really an honor, I think, as a small community to make it that far, and I believe we competed with something like 58 communities.
There were quite a few.
Yeah. Well, everybody, you know, on the state had the opportunity to apply or to make their intentions known to apply, and then I think they had, oh, I don't know if they had a total of 84 or something initially, but they then separated us into the small and large groups so that we were probably then competing with about 58. And from that, they picked 10 small communities to do what they called site visits. They came into our community and visited with us, and we had, as you know, many community members that we felt could be involved with the project there to learn about the Blue Zones project and for them to learn about us. And from those 10, then they ended up choosing 9 to participate as Blue Zone demonstration sites.
Pretty neat. Now, being a healthier community, well, that's a goal everyone should have every day anyway. Why Blue Zones? Why can't you just do this on your own? How does this help you?
Actually, you could do it on your own, and they actually encourage you to do it on your own if you haven't been selected. Because we've been chosen as a Blue Zones demo site, they will send us experts at no cost to our community to advise us on how can we make choices in our grocery store healthier, or the arrangement of our food in the grocery store healthier. How can they make your work site a healthier place to be? You know, those kinds of things. So those experts will come in and work with us to give us the suggestions to try make our environment healthier and the choices that we have to be healthier choices. If we weren't chosen as a Blue Zone demo site, we could go online, and we have access to the Blue Zones project information, but we would have to do it on our own, you know, and that would take a phenomenal effort on several people's part to do. Well, this will be a little simpler.
Yeah, well, and plus getting people in the community excited about it is probably a little easier with the added publicity you get from being named a Blue Zone.
Definitely, definitely. We've had lots of feedback since we were selected on, you know, how many people, first of all, knew about it and thought it was a good idea and want to be involved and that kind of thing. And I felt at times I was kind of out there on the limb by myself trying to get everything arranged and all the information gathered and put together and so forth. And I had great help to do all that. It's just that afterwards, now that it's been publicized that we've been chosen, people really are excited about the opportunity we're going to have.
So what happens next? What do you do now as you prepare to become entrenched in this Blue Zone effort?
Well, the next step is to establish what they call a Power of Nine committee. And that's, of course, community members, again, that will meet. And for the next 8 to 12 months, we'll be planning exactly how can we make these changes in our communities. There's nothing that they'll force on us to do, but they'll have all these recommendations, and so we as a community then will pick out, you know, what would work for us or what we can most easily do. And the Power of Nine Committee's purpose then is to decide how are we going to approach that, how are we going to set it up so that we can make these changes in our community, and then also to identify leadership positions for people to co-chair initiatives that would accomplish these healthier changes.
Now that you've been chosen, I mentioned up front, you don't just, it's not like making a resolution at New Year's and you break it by February. This is something that's long-term. How long-term are we talking? Is this forever?
Yeah, well, of course, the changes that we make, we hope are going to be kind of a forever thing. So that's one reason why you don't just, you know, decide today this is what we're going to do, because tomorrow it might not continue to be. So I think that's one reason we take our time in making the decisions as to what changes we can make, and they would be sustainable changes so that our environment will remain healthy. And I think down the road, after, you know, we have implemented some of these changes, someone from the Blue Zone group comes in and kind of reevaluates to see that we truly are where we think we are. And at some point, after we've accomplished a number of things, we may be eligible then for certification as a Blue Zone demo site, or not as a demo site, but as a true Blue Zone community. And the idea, too, is that we would then serve as resources to other communities, you know, as how they can do the same kinds of things that we hope to accomplish.
Isn't there a little financial incentive in there, too?
There isn't. Technically, no. You know, I think any of the financial rewards that we would receive will be indirect. You know, for instance, if you have better retention in your workplace, if you have more productivity in your workplace because they're healthier workers, those kinds of things. So it's an indirect type of financial incentive.
Right.
But we get no monies from Wellmark or from HealthWays, which is the other organization that's directing the project.
Right. It's up to you to make it beneficial to everyone.
Right.
Very
right.
good.
Yeah.
Well, keep us in the loop with how this continues to progress, will you?
Will do. Will do.
Very good. Sounds like a good project. We wish you the best and get people moving here. It's wintertime.
Yeah.
This is when we pack on the pounds, so you got your work
That's
cut
right.
out for you.
That's right.
Very
That's
good.
Right.
Barb, thanks a lot for your help today.
Thank you for your interest.